Hello, this is Dr. Kripalu, and I'm talking about the difference between or the different explanations for a normal sugar versus pre-diabetic and pre-diabetes and diabetes. So, you know, these are all kind of terms are getting interchangeable, and basically it's all about insulin resistance. So what happens in the body? What is type 2 diabetic or pre-diabetic? What is happening in the body? So the ideal way to explain is normally, for a normal person, when you ingest food, for example, let's eat whatever meal you're consuming, what happens in the body? Everything converts into sugar. Now, when it converts into sugar, how does the sugar enter the cell for energy? So the hormone insulin is very primarily responsible. That is the one which works to get the sugar into the cells for energy. So that is the normal way the body should function. And there sometimes there's a little bit of excess sugar, and that's stored in the liver for future, you know, times when, you know, you don't give the body food. So then the stored sugar in the liver comes of use to the body to, you know, keep going, basically the energy. Now, what happens, however, in modern life, this is more common nowadays, and what happens is we do not give our body a break. We eat for pleasure. We eat for, you know, if you're bored, or we just eat for, you know, when we are, you know, depressed and anxious and so many different reasons to eat. So now what happens is when you're eating, when the body actually doesn't need that fuel, what happens? So the same process occurs. When you eat food, it breaks down into sugar. Now, what happens is when the insulin tries to put the sugar into the cell already has the sugar in it. So the feedback loop or the communication between the insulin and, you know, the cell is, okay, I don't want any more sugar. I have enough fuel. So so it kind of turns it away. Now, what happens during the time? There's this excess sugar which is hanging around in the blood, which causes problems and complications over time. There's only so much which can the liver also can store. So what happens is the insulin now has to send the sugar somewhere. So then it converts into fat, and it's the fat which is trying to go into the cells. And that's how people will have this, you know, pot belly or the belly fat, and then what happens is, you know, the liver starts accumulating fat now. So this is the process which occurs. So over a period of time, what happens is every time the food comes, the signal for the insulin keeps, you know, happening, and the insulin keeps going up. So when the insulin keeps going up and the cells keeps refusing the sugar, this causes the insulin resistance. That means there's a time when, you know, the body doesn't recognize the insulin already has and keeps asking for more insulin. So that is the phenomenon of insulin resistance. So it's not that the body doesn't have enough insulin when people become diabetic. The insulin is not being used appropriately because of the resistance which is developed. So this is how the first step which occurs is called pre-diabetes or impaired glucose intolerance or insulin resistance. And this is the precursor for, you know, as it gets worse, if we don't do anything about it, then the body goes into diabetic, which means there's more sugar in the blood, the sugar increases, the insulin is still there, and it's up to no good, it accumulates more fat. So as you can see, it's the progression of, you know, higher sugars now in the blood, and there is a threshold up in the kidneys now, up to which it can hold, and the rest of the sugar has to be sent somewhere so it's cleared out of the body through the urine. So that's why you see a lot of times when people start losing weight is because they're just losing all the calories, all the sugar in their urine, and then the urine, when you check them, you have a lot of sugar in it. So, you know, that is the phenomenon of, you know, the normal versus pre-diabetes and diabetes.